Welcome to the Literary Escape Podcast, the only podcast that serves both readers and authors of historical Christian romance. We read, discuss, review, and rate books in this unique romance subgenre, and sprinkle in a few contemporary Christian suspense books. Authors, we bring you inside tips and tricks from those who have gone before you. Then we bring both readers and authors together for fun-filled live Q&As. Literary Escape is the one-stop shop for both readers and authors to connect, learn, and grow together. Let's dive into this adventurous episode. All right, welcome back. And this week we are kicking off the Hope of Cheyenne series with book one, A Constant Love. But before we dive into that book, here's a little insight to our reading habits. Here's our question. Rate these on the swoon-o-meter. Okay. Now, the swoon scale is 1 to 5, with 1 being the lowest. All right.
Mm-hmm.
So, a historical hero offering his coat in the rain versus a contemporary hero bringing you coffee exactly how you like it without asking. Which melts your heart more?
I was torn. I had 5 for both.
You did 5 for both?
I did 5 for both. I love the old fashioned, you know. Open the door, coat for the rain.
But the first one, like, I would say 5.
Coffee? Okay. Without asking? Oh.
I don't drink coffee, so...
Okay.
Or a drink.
How about your favorite drink? Like, he recognized, like, he's been watching and knows
that
what your
would give
drink.
A 5. Yeah. Yeah.
I thought they were hard too.
Yeah. I was like, torn.
But I'm thinking, like, when I'm reading, they both make me swoon.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Probably the same amount, a 5 on both. Yeah. Those are tough. But we read both historical and contemporary. So, you know, I even like it in the historical where the man walks closest to the road when they're on the boardwalk, you know, to keep her from getting splashed with mud. And Derek still does that for me, mainly because he's worried I'm going to get hit by a car. I'm sure that's really what it is. But
because you're not paying attention. Right?
I know.
Like, you're lost in your
head. Like, get on the other side of me. anyways, okay. Take it away, Jessica.
Oh, okay. In the wake of a harsh winter, Micah Hamilton and Charlotte Aldridge are grappling with the loss and guilt after the disaster that took the lives of their loved ones. Struggling to cope with his grief, Micah abandons his father's dreams of a prosperous ranch and cuts himself off from the rest of the world. Charlotte has loved Micah her entire life, and is determined not to lose him as well. With her mother's help, she begins coaxing Micah to live again. Despite their enduring heartache, the affection between them deepens. But just as Charlotte thinks her dreams may come true, a scorned suitor threatens everything she holds dear. Micah and Charlotte must embark on a journey of healing and renewal to build a life founded on faith, hope, and love.
All right, the scorned suitor really threw me off, as I did read the back of this before I started. Mm-hmm. So when I got into it, we'll talk about him in just a little bit. I guess before we dive in, I just want to kind of give all our listeners, if you've not read this series yet, kind of a heads up. She tackles a really tough topic. She tackles suicide in this. I know I'm giving away something that happens at the beginning, but I just feel like you should have a heads up, because when I started reading and I got to that point, I think I might have texted you, Jessica, and said I had to stop reading because unfortunately I've had a dear friend and colleague not too long ago commit suicide, and it, like, reading that, it just, like, reopened it, and I was like, I can't handle this book right now.
Mm-hmm.
Even though, like, that's the, what do they call it, the prologue, and then when it picks back up, it's like a year later.
Mm-hmm. It's
roughly a year later.
Yeah.
And so I stopped. When I talked to Tracy about it, she said she wrote on that topic because she had a family member do that. And she was a lot like Micah searching for, like, what does this mean, God? Because they knew you, right? And and so you'll have to listen to that interview when it comes out here in a few weeks. It's really great. But I think she did an excellent job tackling this tough topic with biblical principles. But did it make it tough for you to read at all for you guys, or was it not quite as?
It was more shocking than anything, but I didn't make it tough for me to read.
Yeah.
No.
It was shocking, but having an event like that in your life, I can understand why.
Yeah.
It would pull that out.
She had said she just really wanted to offer hope. Excuse me, as I'm not crying, I promise.
That's when I heard you stopped reading it. I was like, but she needs to keep reading it because she does a really good job.
She does,
and it would help. So that I think I told you that because I was like, no, she needs to finish it because she does do a great job.
It was just in that moment, I'm like, I can't do this.
Yeah,
this is crazy. But you're right. And she said she wrote it to give hope, and I told her she did an excellent job because I felt so much better after reading through the story. So I just want to give our listeners a heads up, you know, in case that's a sensitive topic for you, I think this book would give you hope because it does such a good job with it. And I know we'll talk about the other books in the series, but I think she tackles a lot of tough topics, to be honest, throughout the series and does it so, so well. So anyways, she said for this one, well, you know what? You'll have to listen to the interview. I don't want to give all the interview away. All right. So let's talk about the story. So we know that this tragic thing happens. Micah kind of like spirals down and Charlotte and her mom are like, okay, we have to keep living. We got to keep going. So when Charlotte finally goes over to Micah's place and like helps him get cleaned up, what did you think about that?
What, she washed? Did she give him a haircut?
And shaved?
Yeah, she washed his haircut, cut it, gave him a shave.
I thought it was hilarious. And then at the end when, like, I think he gets mad, she's like, you need to take a bath. You stink. Or I don't know what she's, the way she said it.
She did because she got ready to leave. I think she was, like, on her horse, wasn't she? She was frustrated with him.
Yeah,
he was, like, not wanting to get out of his depressed state, basically. And she's like, by the way, you smell like a pigsty. You need to take a bath.
I'm surprised Micah even got up and let her do that.
I know.
Because of what he said he had been doing. Like, he just, you know, he was like a shell of who he was when she went over there.
Yeah, she's like, his clothes were just hanging on him, and he's drunk half the time. Yeah. I mean, like, he was not in a good, not in a good place at all. So most of the book is centered around like Charlotte and her mom helping Micah get back to life because he's really just kind of stopped living after that incident. But prior to that incident, Charlotte got in an argument with her dad because he had arranged a marriage between her and Lewis, who is a lawyer in town. And she's like, I'm not marrying anybody but Micah. I've been in love with him since I was like five.
And and she wants to be a rancher and live on the ranch, and her dad didn't want her to.
Yeah, her dad wants her to have this life of luxury, and she goes, that's not what I want. I don't love him. I'm not going to do it. You know, so she has these harsh words with him. Then Lewis, I don't want to give too much away.
I know, so like, how are you going to word that?
But what did you think about all his ridiculousness? I mean, like, I just thought everything he did was so ridiculous. Because he wanted to marry her. And he has a reason why, and it's not for love.
Yeah, there's no love included in it at all. I'll tell you what's really funny was watching him get in and out of his buggy. Do you remember that? Every time... Maybe he
was always something.
He practically fell out of that buggy.
Or he hurried back.
I mean, I mean, he was a fancy pants.
Yeah.
While all these ranch hands are like, seriously, dude?
So I made like, I don't know what it's called, where you take the letters, their name, and you like put a word across. I made one of those for Lewis. Yeah. So Lewis, I put lame, ew, what in the world? and idiot psycho.
I was just like,
just like,
I need a little meme for that. Yeah,
I was just like, what? Okay.
I never liked him from the beginning.
No, like, I didn't like him.
And then the more you read, why?
Mm-hmm. Because, I didn't like him even more.
Yeah, I was like,
oh, when you read his interaction with his daughter and his aunt, I was like,
that's the part I wrote psycho.
I was like, you're pathetic.
Yeah, he was like, when, and then like what he was gonna do, and I'm like, oh yeah,
okay. But then I was like, Charlotte, you are a strong, independent, like bold faith woman. Why did you cave?
Right. Well, I mean, like,
she was worried for her mom.
She was worried about the others, but I would have told him.
Yeah.
I think back then, the way they thought about what happened in the very beginning of the book.
Yeah.
And the way, and I was just kind of shocked that that's how they felt like that back then. And trying to, but Charlotte made me so mad when she caved.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And she wouldn't talk to anybody.
I know.
I'm like, open your mouth up and say something so they can help you.
Exactly. That's where I got frustrated.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I know what you're saying, Tiffany. She's trying to protect them. But I'm like, I am not. And I don't care. You're not cornering me.
I'm surprised her mom went and gave him that money.
I know.
And that made me mad, too. I mean, I'm like, you guys are such strong women. Why are you caving?
I know.
Mm-hmm. And. Yeah, so.
And it all worked out.
It all.
Because that's why we like these books, right?
Because there's a double happy ending on this one.
Yeah, what'd you think about that double wedding at the end?
I liked it.
Did you see it coming?
Yeah. I love my happy ending.
Yeah, I did see it with the way.
Oh, what is his name? Is his name Rich?
I think so.
Rich.
Does that sound right? Johnson, Mr. Johnson.
I like how they found comfort. Yeah. We're able to support each other. Yeah. And was very supportive of Micah and
very sweet. But you know more about those families. Like you said, if you were to, I don't know if you said this before we started recording or not. There's the series before The Heart of Cheyenne that has like all the parents basically that are in
it's kind of the beginning of the town. Mm-hmm. So you kind of get
a little bit more. But I loved when he was talking to Micah and he's like, we're going courting, man. I was like, oh my goodness. Yeah, he was super sweet. I really liked him. Did you have any words of wisdom that stood out to you from the book? I mean, we'll talk about this probably more when we get to the ratings part, but I think she just does an excellent job with weaving in faith.
This book was a lot of inspiration. Mm-hmm. I wrote down when she's talking to Micah about how he didn't understand why his dad did what he did, that someday I believe we'll understand, but for now we have two choices. We either give up on God and walk away, or we trust him no matter what happens to us. So.
Mm-hmm.
What stood out
I think,
to me.
Jessica, if you, I love that one. I think that's one I had marked. So if you just hold the side of the book up to the camera, so people, the other side. So can you see all the tabs? All of those tabs are words of wisdom that I loved throughout the book. So if that, I don't want to sit here and read them all. But if that just gives you any indication of like, you're going to walk away feeling so filled, renewed with hope. When you read that book, the one that stood out to me, and I want to say it's in Romans that he was reading about, and I'm not going to quote this right, neither life nor death, nor angels nor demons, nothing can separate us from Christ. And that was like the verse that helped him get over his dad's suicide. Like, because his dad was a man of faith, like, he was a believer. Yet he still did it. And so that just kind of helped him. I don't know. The way she worded it after that was like, there is nothing, absolutely nothing that can separate us from Christ. So it just kind of infuses you with a little bit of hope there. And and when you listen to the interview, she's going to dig into that verse a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
And some experts that she went to help, because she was trying to figure it out too. Like, she was. she was like Micah dealing with her that in her own life too. Of you get just left with so many questions, especially for believers. So, all right, did you have any that stood out to you, Jessica?
No, I can't think of anything right now. Yeah, no.
I mean, but there was just so much good stuff in there. And I won't say any more because it'll give away a little bit, and I don't want to give away too much on it. But like Charlotte has her own struggle,
mm-hmm.
and her mom pours a lot of wisdom into her too
mm-hmm.
over that struggle. So, all right, anything else you want to
pull out from
the book?
Nope.
Okay, it's a great one. It's mm-hmm. so good. Get past that first part, and it's really good. All right, so how would you rate the mystery level?
Espresso.
Yeah.
Espresso.
I agree. There's really not a mystery going on. What about the suspense level?
Espresso.
Espresso. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, there really isn't any suspense. What about the inspiration level?
Latte.
I agree. And it's not, it doesn't feel like she's beating you over the head, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's just so expertly woven in. I mean, people are going to think I'm nuts, but I'm totally honest when I say you walk away feeling so much lighter. It's just filled with so renewed hope. So she's just an excellent writer. What about the drama level?
Mocha.
Really? I was thinking latte. Y'all are surprising me today.
Well, I mean,
when you think.
I guess.
Mocha to latte. Yeah, I can see both.
Yeah. Mm.
All right, we'll do a mocha to latte on the drama. What about the romance level?
I don't know.
I was thinking espresso.
I was thinking espresso too. Like it's there, but it's not high heat.
Yeah,
it's pretty low heat, but it's there. I mean, you definitely are falling in love with Micah as you read, I think. But yeah. All right. What is your overall lasso rating of A Constant Love?
Three lassos.
Three. I would probably even give it like 4 or 5. I really loved it. I did. So highly recommend it. All right. So that is our discussion of A Constant Love, which is the first book in The Hope of Cheyenne series by Tracy Peterson. And next week, we will dive into Designed with Love, which is a book two.
Thanks for tuning in. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If so, please consider sharing our podcast. Every share helps us reach more readers and authors like you. Until next time, happy and blessed reading and writing.